your teacher, your parents found the deer. And he, the orphans, something, and drive with his deer. God bless you, get you, you know, watch out.
Do you have that little wasp-like creature here that builds the mud nests?
Yeah, mud dauber.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in the house. We usually have some just to go from to be flying around. They're always in our house.
A man told me that they'll kill black-widow spiders and collect the young and bring them in.
I don't know whether black-widow spiders, but they'll kill any kind of a spider and collect those and seal them up in those mud cells that they build. And that is what the young live on when they hatch out, until they're able to break out, grow big enough to burst out of those cells and fly and make their own living.
Well, I bet when you got up and told those, the other students about what you'd read, they were envious. About half of them perhaps had had the time but hadn't read the lesson anyway because it was Sunday.
Half of them couldn't, you know, read and read it over. I think one thing that they didn't quite concentrate. I think that's the reason a lot of students, they don't know how to put their mind on what they're...
First 2 years of college are frequently spent that way, just learning to study.
Well, I'm sure that's been true of my grandsons, because they didn't learn to study like they should. And the family were all my children, with the exception of Doris, were all so quick to learn. And I think it was more that she just didn't want to. She didn't like to read when she was a small child. I never could get her to read. Oh, she's 10, 12 years old, and I began reading to her. And then when you began, got just to the fascinating part of the story or article, whatever you were reading, I didn't have time to read it. Put a magazine down, a book, whatever it was. Sometimes it'd take 10 days, but she'd pick it up finally and then read it and then find out how it ended. She keeps saying, "Mother, when are you going to have time to finish that?" But I tell her I'd get around to it after a while, and I just didn't until she read it. And that was the only way I could get her to read. The other children read. And my youngest son read quite well before he started to school. And he read newspapers. And his primary teacher was here. Well, I just began with the other children because I realized they didn't all of them get the instruction they should in learning to read. And I felt they needed to learn to read. They began using those flashcards with no words on them. I don't think children ever, they have to begin with ABCs and learn on up. I think that one step at a time is a better method yet. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I taught all of the children more or less to read then before they started school. I hadn't with Doris because they said not to, but after I realized she had such a struggle learning to read and
learning to spell, and
learning everything. You just can't learn anything if you don't know how to read. You can't do your arithmetic or anything, your geography, English, everything is dependent on that reading. And the children nowadays don't read.
And they don't spell. When they get through high school, they don't know the compound thing anymore.
That's right.
You know that?
Well, I do indeed know that. Right. I do things that aren't condoned by the rest of the department, but we have spelling bees even in college.
Well,
in my class, it livens things up a bit. I tell them if they don't know how to spell these words,